Welcome to part two in the interview with Chuck Scherer, CEO of Edgewood Companies. In this interview, Mr. Scherer talks about the Edgewood Lodge as a destination resort, a place where customers can park their cars, get on a bike, and access bike trails, get direct access to the mountain, better access to the lake and lakefront, and never have to get back into the car during their stay.
So you are the second, if I'm correct, CEO of Edgewood Companies.
Well, no, I think there's been a longer line than that, but in the last 5 years or so, I'm certainly the second. Yeah.
Because prior to being Edgewood Companies, it was part cattle company.
Right, same and, company, but new name.
Right, yeah. Right. But I mean, in the sense that there is a CEO who's not a member of the Park family or the original founding family.
So that's correct.
You're second in line.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I do have that right.
Yes.
Now, the Park family has owned property in what is currently Douglas County since, is it 1865?
Is that right? 1860s, yeah.
1860s.
Yeah, I think maybe 66, but yes.
Okay.
And when they, when the Park family first came to Carson Valley and started some ranching operations, I believe they immigrated to America from Scotland.
Okay. Yeah. And they've had holdings in the Lake Tahoe Basin since the 1890s.
That's correct. 1896, and, I think, is the
okay.
The,
there's
the
six.
Year.
Yeah. 1896,
yeah. And that's when our founders acquired 500 acres of land here in Lake Tahoe.
And on those 500 acres of land now, there's not only the Edgewood Golf Course and what's thought of as the Edgewood properties, but there's what else? What are the other assets?
Sure. So approximately 500 acres, 230, give or take, make up the golf course, and including the site of the future Edgewood Lodge. We own properties in the casino core area, the Mont Blue property, the Horizon property, both of which we own but don't operate, and then we own 11 acres of land that Harvey's leases from us. So a significant presence in the casino core area. And then we also own about 240 acres on the east side of Highway 50, probably the most prominent part of that is the piece that is known as Friday's Station, which in the 1860s, when the Pony Express was around for, I think, a year and a half, it lasted or so. But back then, Friday's Station was one of the Pony Express stops, and that's owned by the company today. So the interesting history here is when the founders acquired this 500 acres back in 1896. The primary purpose back then was for summer grazing for their cattle operations, and they would literally herd cattle over Kingsbury Grade and bring them here for the summer for grazing.
Right.
But as society evolved and the highest and best use of that land became tourism related, then obviously the use of the land in part changed as the tourism economy began to grow in South Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fascinating how essentially the history of the Park family starting in the mid-1800s, it's hard to say whether it leads or it follows the dynamic of sort of development of the economy here and development, you know, land uses associated with that development. So as the Park family's, industry, cattle grazing, in the early part of their ownership was a reflection of the time. So too was gaming a reflection of the time and place. And now looking at this transition into the new marketplace that you're describing, once again, the Park family's leadership as a catalyst for change into really focusing on the jewel that is the natural environment here is being solicited and it's being put forth by the Park family. I'm just wondering, that's a significant transition to go from an, you know, all family owned company, that sort of intimacy of a single family operation into a more public operation, and that's happened fairly recently. Mm-hmm. And you are witness to that. You are a player in that.
Sure.
I'm just looking for, I guess, some reflection on the park family culture and how it's manifest in the proposal that's being put forward and in this idea of catalyzing growth in the recreation accommodation sector.
Sure. You know, it's hard to imagine that in 1896, when the founders acquired the property, that they could look this far ahead and think that their acquisition back then was going to evolve into this tourism, I don't know if mecca is the right word, but this significant tourism industry that we have here today. But nonetheless, it did, and they played a very important role in that. I mean, it took a lot of vision back then to, even though it was opportunistic that the industry sort of came to the area, the founders of this company and Brooks Park in particular, who one of our restaurants is named after, he and his family had a huge role in how the gaming industry and the tourism industry here in South Lake Tahoe evolved. And the golf course, let me do a little more history. The golf course here, that's here, it was the vision of Brooks Park and in collaboration with some of his gaming tenants. And back in the 60s, I think the golf course opened up in 1968, if my memory's right on that. And, you know, again, they were really at the forefront of helping the tourism economy grow here in Lake Tahoe. So it's that sort of history and proactive involvement in the community that, you know, is part of our corporate culture still today. So when you think about our current project, the Edgewood Lodge, the Park family has had this vision for a long time. I mean, there have been various derivations, if you will, of the Edgewood Lodge project that have been considered over the last 10 or 15 years. And, one of the questions, and so there's a lot of, in the current design, there's a lot of that vision from the Park family that in these prior designs that are in what we have today. So they've played a huge role in where we are today. You know, one of the questions I get asked a lot is, well, why are we bringing this forth now? You know, where have you been? Why haven't we done this before? And the reason for that is, it goes back to what we were talking about before, is because the marketplace is ready for this now. We're transitioning, you know, away from the gaming-based economy to a more recreation-focused economy. It's time for us to look at this asset, turn into a destination resort, and be part of this transition and be a catalyst for hopefully future change for the marketplace. So the Park family as a group is certainly behind it and a big part of what we're trying to put forth today. So we wouldn't be here today without their vision.
So the Edgewood property in the Tahoe Basin is at the point where I believe that the acreage of the total watershed is about 4,000 acres, and Edgewood has 500 acres of that 4,000.
Correct.
And that 500 acres happens to be right on the lake's edge. So it's a really important zone, and it's a really important area in terms of the environmental impact of what is done within the watershed on the lake, on lake clarity, on scenic values, on recreation, on noise, all of the things that are so evident in the TRPA thresholds, the 9 threshold areas.
Right.
So in particular on the subject of water clarity, what are the assets of the project that's being brought forward? What does it do in this interface between land and lake to help water quality?
Right. You know, we were talking about the Park family and their influence in the area and in our company. You know, one of the most important values that we have as a company, and this really comes from our founders and as part of our corporate culture today, is the value of being good land stewards. You know, we're fortunate to have some of the most attractive land in the country here in Lake Tahoe and right on the shores of Lake Tahoe, and we feel a very strong responsibility to the environment as well. So when we put together the lodge project, we felt it important to focus on not just the economics that are associated with the project, but the environmental attributes that could be part of the project. So we've developed a project that has included in it environmental benefits that go well beyond the mitigation that would be required for just the lodge project itself. So you were talking about this 4,000-acre watershed, and you're right. This 4,000-acre watershed you're talking about is really off-site, and it's, you know, it's the watershed that is up Kingsbury Grade and, right. and funnels down through Edgewood Creek, which goes right through our golf course. So we're sort of the last bastion of protection between all of that and the lake. So our proposal for the Edgewood Lodge includes improving upon the water quality elements that already exist here in our golf course, in our series of ponds that we have. Today we capture about 350,000 to 400,000 pounds of sediment a year from going into the lake. We capture that in our series of ponds that we have. Through our Edgewood Lodge proposal, we're proposing to improve upon that. We have four threshold improvement projects that we talk about, and that would take that 400,000 pound number to over 500,000 pounds of sediment captured a year. And those threshold improvement projects we have included in the project because we think it's the right thing to do. It's not because it's required mitigation for the lodge project itself. Those things are being done, those BMPs are being done as part of the project. So we're real proud of that. We think we have a responsibility to do that because of where we are. And we hope we're sort of setting an example for the future for other landowners and businesses that when they look at opportunities for their properties that they consider the environment as well. And I think as we look forward as a jurisdiction, as a region, you know, the concept of environmental redevelopment is going to be very important to us, both for our economy to help us reinvent Lake Tahoe and upgrade our offerings, and to help us reach the environmental gain we'd like to see for the area. So we've put together a project that we think the entire community and all stakeholders can be very enthusiastic about, and we hope they are.
Just a visual, I appreciated the visual that was shared at the TRPA board presentation of the Edgewood project, where if you envision 500,000 pounds of sediment, that's approximately the equivalent of 30 of those really large construction project size dump trucks, right, of sediment being kept out of the lake. Now, there are a lot of efforts underway to just not mobilize it in the first place, but there's a lot underway in the project to keep it out. There's also phosphorus and nitrogen, which has been talked a lot about in the context of environmental improvement.
Right.
And something that I've been very impressed by is the lawn fertilizer reduction numbers that you've talked about in the context of the revamp. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'll have to struggle through this a little bit. But yes, included in our fertilizer management plan that we're proposing as well, which is also a voluntary thing that we're proposing to do, we're planning on taking about 24 acres of fertilized land out of fertilizer production. And in addition to that, there are other elements of that management plan that would reduce the amount of phosphorus that would be introduced to the golf course, and it has significant, this new plan has significant benefits to that water quality improvement program that I talked about. But again, this is another piece of the puzzle that we're offering up as part of our proposal, but is not required mitigation. So there's a significant benefit associated with that fertilizer management program that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us today. There's a lot of motion and commotion in the background because you're getting ready for a big event, which I think everybody knows, but if you'll just tell us a couple words about.
You know, the American Century Championship, the celebrity golf tournament, has become one of the best events of the year here in Lake Tahoe, in my opinion. Last year, we had over 40,000 people come through our gates in about a four-day period of time, and we're all hoping to improve upon that this year. But what a tremendous event for the area. I particularly am so pleased with the coverage that we get as a community from NBC and how Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe, and this isn't just about Edgewood, this is about our region, how we're showcased for 8 hours of kind of prime time golf TV broadcast that is just spectacular. I mean, the old adage, you can't buy that kind of advertising, certainly applies to this, and we're so proud to be part of it. I mean, there are, the Lake Tahoe Visitors Authority, this would not get done without their involvement and Carol Chaplin's leadership. Harrah's is the host hotel. They play a huge role in, bringing this along. Of course, NBC and all the great work that they do. And, none of this would be here without American Century and their sponsorship. And of course, the celebrities. And we have a full slate of celebrities this year. All the folks we all want to see are back, including our past champion, Jack Wagner, who will be teeing it up with us. So next week is one of the biggest weeks of the year for us here at Edgewood, and we're all excited about it.
Fabulous. Well, thanks for taking the time with all of this preparation in motion to talk with us today at Tahoe Project. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This has been an interview with Chuck Scherer, CEO of Edgewood Companies. I'm your host, Michelle Sweeney. Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org.